I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll begin today in Pakistan, where the infamous blasphemy law strikes again. More on that in a moment. And then stick around because later a gospel leader explains how and why they're working undercover. But as promised, we'll start in Pakistan, where strict blasphemy laws continue to upend the lives of Christians. Recently, two teens were arrested on blasphemy charges in the Punjab province. Now, they're accused of receiving what were considered to be blasphemous sketches of the Prophet Muhammad via WhatsApp. But Bruce Allen with FMI says a Muslim sent these sketches to these young men. And the sender, who also appears to have alerted police, will not be punished for his action.
It is frequently that people are set up, and the Christians, many of them are just naive about the evil intent of their neighbors. They don't suspect that anything like this would ever happen.
Now, if they're convicted on the blasphemy charges, these teens will pay a penalty and face an automatic death sentence. That is, if vigilantes don't get to them first. So please, ask God to strengthen the faith of believers in Pakistan, intercede on behalf of these teens, and ask God to provide
courageous and God-fearing lawyers who will act on their behalf, who will be their advocate in the courts, who will follow up on the legal matters. We want to pray for the accused's families who remain out in society at large and therefore are very vulnerable to attacks. So pray for their protection and perseverance as well.
Next, Bethlehem Bible College was birthed without a penny or a teacher. Prior to the college's inception, believers sought theological education abroad, but many never came back home. Today, the college is instrumental in reviving the Palestinian church, and now 70% of local pastors are graduates of that college. Bethlehem Bible College's Jack Sara.
After 40 years, you know, we are sitting in a prime area in Bethlehem with an amazing campus. Somehow the Lord provided out of nothing to start with, really, like the two fishes and five loaves.
This year, Bethlehem Bible College is celebrating God's faithfulness. The college has educated generations of Palestinian believers and survived two intifadas. The tagline for this year's celebration? The ongoing journey of faithfulness.
So we want to celebrate his faithfulness. We want to celebrate his love for the Palestinian people. I mean, Bethlehem Bible College is a beacon of light in the midst of lots of challenges, midst of darkness, hopelessness. And, you know, as the Palestinian people are still under occupation and under pressure, to be there, provide hope, provide a venue where people could be healed, transformed, and become agents of peace. This is God's faithfulness.
Sara's asking prayer warriors to cover the college in prayer. Pray for God's continued encouragement, wisdom, and guidance for students and faculty. And in countries where open evangelism is illegal or there are dangerous anti-Christian sentiments, Scripture can be inaccessible to believers. That's why these countries are known as creative access nations. Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates is learning firsthand what kinds of solutions these countries require.
The local people have their own ways of living out their faith and being a testimony and sharing their faith in ways that are acceptable within their circles, even though they might be frowned upon or opposed by the government structures.
This is true of one country in Asia, where Christians representing 10 different language groups have contacted Wycliffe Associates about getting translations started.
They've just come to the conclusion that this is the time in history, this is the opportunity that they face, which is the most positive opportunity for them to have Scripture in their language.
Wycliffe Associates is training these believers outside their own country so they can complete New Testament translations within 12 months.
They're moving forward by faith despite those oppositions, and that's something that we can have a part in, helping them to make that progress and having God's Word in their own language.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for the things I talked about today, or things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to discuss these issues and more. So just hop on to Facebook, type Mission Network News in the search bar, and look under the Groups tab. If you can't do it now, don't worry. We've got the instructions saved at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.